CRTV News with Winston Lebga. The main points. Forestry and Wildlife Minister Jules Dorin Dongo instructs the staff to work on the last Saturday and Sunday of the year to ensure a smooth continuation of key operations as 2024 nears its end. The departed chargé de mission at the presidency, Habisu Bidung, has been posthumously decorated with the Officer of Valor Medal. Ukraine is hoping for a prisoner swap with Russia in the new year. The lowest number of exchanges since the full-scale invasion was recorded in 2024. Cameroon's intermediate lions try to capitalize on their 1-0 away victory against Central African Republic's wild beast at home in Bafoussam. The lions need at least a draw to qualify for the Shan. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules Dorin Dongo, has announced extended office hours to facilitate the collection of documents related to forest exploitation activities. In a press statement, Friday, December 27, the minister informed business people and operators in the timber sector holding valid forest exploitation permits that technical services, including the Directorate of Forests and the Subdirectorate of Reception, Mails and Liaison will remain open this weekend. The offices will operate on Saturday, December 28 and Sunday, December 29 from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon to ease the retrieval of documents during the transition period from 2024 to 2025. The General Manager of the Cameroon Development Corporation, CDC, Franklin Goninje, has reassured workers of the corporation that the procedural and technical issues which made it difficult for CDC to pay salary arrears, as announced last week, have been resolved. The general manager told the CRTV that the money is now available and workers who have opened a bank account can now have their arrears.
We insisted on creating an account which we can see. We don't go in to touch anything, but an account in the SGC so that we see when the money passes. And thanks to that, the financial director was able to bring a printout of that account to me, and I actually saw with my eyes that the money is available. Now, the unfortunate situation, which I'm very sorry happened, and which is the result of what you have said, that workers were not able to touch their money before Christmas as expected, it had to do with the transfer now from the account where the money was deposited to the accounts of the various workers. That has unfortunately taken longer than normal. I have apologies from the responsible officers of Societe Generale and IT challenges and so on. One fact is that the bank, it looks like they underestimated our numbers. And we are dealing with less than 50% of the concerned persons, because so far the number of persons who have provided their bank accounts who are ready to receive their pay is about 7,600 persons. That's what have been processed. But I think that all of this is supposed to go fast in the days ahead. All of this will be something of the past.
CDC General Manager Franklin Goninje, speaking to Henry Mekole of Southwest Regional Station. Elsewhere, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Bairobe, who is also the National President of the Sociocultural Association of the Laka people in the North region, has urged the population of Sangerengal to spread the gospel of Christ in their mother tongue. He was speaking during the ceremony to dedicate the New Testament Bibles in the presence of administrative and traditional authorities of the area. Mercy Ashu reports.
The New Testament Bibles, translated into the Laka language spoken in the north of Cameroon, is a source of joy to the local communities here who before now had to hear or read the Word of God purely in the French language. Dedicating the Bibles, which have taken up financial and intellectual resources to put together, the officiating minister, Pastor Mugun Paul, urged the Imamot crowd to transmit the Word of God using their mother tongue, citing Acts 21 from verses 37 to 40 as a reference.
Friends.
Speaking in his capacity as president of the Sociocultural Association of the Laka people, Agriculture and Rural Development Minister Gabriel Mbairobe hinted that the Bibles will promote peaceful coexistence and love. The New Testament Bible speaks of love, tolerance, and love for one's fellow man. I think it's a moment of reflection, and I am happy to see the huge mobilization. Present to witness the ceremony were administrative and traditional authorities from the Garua Three Council area. Mercy Ashunyabeye, CRTV News, Garua.
2025 is just around the corner, and it is time to set goals, some of which are ambitious but attainable. Yet there are those who say whenever they set their intentions for the new year, they hardly stick to them. And so what are people's thoughts on New Year resolutions? Joyce Cliff Tata.
New year, new resolutions, a popular phrase you will hear in just a few days. But what do Yaoundé inhabitants think about this tradition?
I believe if one lives his life without a goal or an objective or even a commitment, then he's aiming towards nothing. I have often set some New Year resolutions for myself, though in one way or the other, I've been able to attain to some and fail in some.
One or two times or three times, I've struggled to have New Year resolutions. At the start, they were really difficult for me to be able to keep them, but I think I succeeded with the very last one when I said I want to know my priorities in life. Succeeding with that, it gave me a lot of joy.
For some, having New Year resolutions holds little significance, especially when some values are not put in place.
It's also important to be able to identify what you're going to do differently that year. What didn't work last year? What did you achieve? What didn't you achieve? And don't put yourself under pressure. Don't try to compare with others. The most important thing is, are you moving ahead?
As the year comes to an end, many argue that what truly matters is being intentional about the year ahead, correcting past mistakes, tackling unfinished projects, and striving for success by the year's end.
Personnel of the Yaoundé Ganoko Obstetrics and Pediatric Hospital have been exhorted to uphold the values of teamwork in order to deliver quality healthcare services to expectant mothers and children. The Minister of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Ouna, was speaking in Gusu on the outskirts of Yaoundé while awarding distinction medals to 120 meritorious staff of that hospital on the occasion of the 25th staff party of the institution. Karin Kubong reports.
Through their staff representative, the personnel of the Yaoundé Gynaeco Obstetrics and Pediatric Hospital sounded words of passion and commitment to their job, noting that each medal received is a result of the team spirit that prevails in the establishment. While using the occasion to welcome their new Director General, Dr. Kingsley Cheso, the staff pleaded for the issue of family allowances to be looked into urgently, a concern which the new Director General says is already being handled. Dr. Kingsley Cheso.
We've transferred the funds already through MinSante and MinFi, and I think that what is left is for the other sectorials to send the money to CNPA so that the staff are paid. We're going to put hands on deck to ensure that the staff benefit from the allowances they are due.
While congratulating meritorious staff who received medals and others recognized in various categories by the hospital for their cleanliness, diligence, and prompt service delivery, the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Gregoire Ouna, urged the personnel of the Yaoundé Gynaeco Obstetrics and Pediatric Hospital to continue in the pursuit of outstanding service delivery to consolidate the hospital's position as the number one reference for mother and child health care in Cameroon.
The role multinational enterprises play in fueling conflicts and destabilizing countries in Africa has come under the spotlight in Yaoundé. This was at the launch of a book titled Multinationals and Corruption in Sub-Saharan Africa, Threats and Attempts to Capture the State. It was written by the head of military security at the Ministry of Defense, Colonel Emile Joel Bamkui.
In the first book, I wrote about internal actors of corruption. And now the second book talks about the external actors of corruption. an interaction between the internal and the external actor. But related to operational level, my book is following the big idea that Harold said I given in his book, Pour le Libéralisme Communautaire. And now I'm looking inside the book what he have talked and inspired us in the society. In the three level of planification, we have political level, led by Harold said in Pour le Libéralisme Communautaire, strategical and operative level in my book. And now the third book will be a tactical level. In tactical level, I will talk about Boko Haram in the art of the book is on the way coming out. It's only talking about the big society, people who are going can use all the means to destabilize our country.
We go over to Nangaye Boko now, where the departed Chargé de Mission at the Presidency, Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation, spouse of the Arts and Culture Minister, Abisu Bidungpat, has been posthumously decorated with the Medal of the Officer of Valor. This during the burial ceremony there. Ayimbile is on the line to Nangaye Boko.
Thank you, Winston. And indeed, like you said, in Nangaye Boko, where she was loved and accepted by her in-laws, Abisu Bidung drew scores of people to her burial, a heavily attended funeral marked by eulogies from her siblings, colleagues, but also from her husband and the Minister Deputy Director of the Civil Cabinet, Oswald Babuke, celebrating a life spent in all discretion at the service of the nation. Appointed in 2005 as the Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, to whom she was an indefatigable close collaborator, Dr. Abisu Bidung in 2018 also got the recognition of the head of state, whose message of condolence also resonated on the funeral ground. Profound words of sympathy to Minister Bidungpat from the highest authority of the land, who regretted the loss of a devoted and trustworthy collaborator and for contributing to the betterment of Cameroon and its people, notably to the humanitarian actions of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. President Paul Biya also ordered for the posthumous decoration of Mrs. Abisu Bidung, which saw a medal of the Officer of the Order of Valor affixed to her casket. An exercise carried out by the senior divisional officer, Albert Nangandang, before dignitaries, but also traditional rulers, religious authorities, and members of the community, mourning the loss of the illustrious daughter of Gide in the Mayoluti division of the North Region. She, who got trained as a Spanish teacher and rising through the ranks, earned the trust of the First Lady and her husband to serve the country with dignity and integrity. Gone today and given the most heartwarming and memorable of farewells, these values and the works of the Secretary General, Dr. Abisu Bidung, will nonetheless remain for years to come a source of timeless inspiration for many. Ayimbile, PRTV, en route to the capital city.
Elsewhere, we talk culture. The people of Ekondo Titi have been assigned to the task of epitomizing peace and socioeconomic development. During the second edition of their socio-cultural festival, the chief, His Majesty Manfred Achia, tasked them at the town square. The theme was Ekondo Titi, Chiefdom for Peace, Unity and Development. Kange Leon Caesar reports.
This year's festival provided a unique opportunity for sons and daughters of Ekondo Titi from far and near to showcase their rich cultural heritage, which had been dwindling as a result of the socio-political crisis. Consequently, the traditional ruler, His Royal Majesty Justice Manfred Achia, enjoined the population to put hands on deck to ensure peace, local and national development.
All to put hands on deck, bring back peace in Ekondo Titi, develop Ekondo Titi, join government, see how we can develop not only Ekondo Titi, Indian Division and Cameroon as a whole.
Also present, the divisional officer for Ekondo Titi, Full Francis, who saluted the efforts of the chief while calling for continuous collaboration between the population and local administrative authorities.
After the first edition, you have noticed very deep peace in Ekondo Titi, meaning that the closeness to the chief, to his people, his education, his advice to them, has made it possible for them to collaborate and to fight against this ill, which has been drawing the subdivision back.
The festival featured a display of traditional dances from Ekondo Titi as well as from other communities resident in the locality and neighboring villages, local gastronomy and cultural melodies. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
Abroad, Ukraine has expressed the wish that the New Year prisoner exchange with Russia will happen any day. An official has said negotiations with Moscow over prisoner swaps have become more difficult in recent months since Russian forces began making significant advances on the front line. There were just 10 exchanges in 2024, the lowest number since the full-scale invasion began. In sports, Cameroon's intermediate Lions are clashing with Central Africa's Wild Beast in the second leg final round of qualifiers for the African Nations Championship, the CHAN. Reports from the Kwekon Stadium in Bafoussam indicate that both sides are tied at 1-1, and if things end that way, then the Lions will have gone through. Isaac Gonkum is on standby. Hello, Isaac.
Hello, Winston. At the time you are joining us here at the Bafoussam Omni Sports Stadium in Kwekong, it is one goal for Cameroon and one for the Central African Republic. The goal for Cameroon came at the 31st minute of play thanks to a curling kick from Angel Yonjo with a beautiful assist from team captain Nchindo John Bosco. And while Cameroonians were beginning to celebrate what seemed as the beginning of serious business here at the Bafoussam Omni Sports Stadium, a defensive error led to a penalty for the Central Africans, and Melky Jerezi Nkomo Manji stepped up and slotted in the equalizer, making it 1-1 at halftime. As we speak, the Central Africans are still trying as much as they can to score the second goal. Cameroon, too, is multiplying offensive, but nothing is decided here just yet. But the good news, Winston, is that if the game were to end at this level, one goal for both sides, it is Cameroon that is going to sail through to the 2025 African Nations Championship that will be hosted by three countries in 2025, notably Tanzania, Uganda, and Kenya, thanks to their Ewelek win in Ivory Coast last weekend. And so for now, I can't really tell you the position, but I think it is really, really a balanced game with both sides looking for the winner as we speak.
Thank you, Isaac Gonkum, in the Kwekong Stadium in Bafoussam. We stay with the CHAN. Niger and Zambia are the first two teams to secure their ticket for the 2025 edition. Niger beat Togo by the goal advantage rule to qualify for the tournament, while Zambia humbled Mozambique by 6-0 on aggregate. Harrison Ashutiko.
8 CHAN tickets are on the line this afternoon in stadiums across the continent. The lone encounter at the moment is the Intermediate Lions against their counterparts of the Central African Republic, taking place at the Kwekom Stadium in Bafoussam. Coach Nsor Simplice needs a draw or a win to grab the ticket. At 5 p.m., the Elephants of Côte d'Ivoire will be hoping for a draw against Burkina Faso. They are going into the encounter with a 2-goal lead from the first leg. In Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo must beat Chad. This as they separated on a 1-1 draw in the first leg. Guinea, for their part, will be gunning for a draw when they take on their neighbors, Guinea-Bissau, whom they trashed 4-0 in the first leg. In Oyo, in Nigeria, the Super Eagles B have a must-win task against their rivals of Ghana, who held them to a goalless draw in the first meeting. Rwanda will be hoping for a win against South Sudan to qualify for the CHAN. South Sudan are going into the match with a 3-2 win in the first meeting. Angola, who won Lesotho 2-0 in the first leg, will from 5:30 p.m. attempt to protect their tickets. At 6 p.m., Senegal, who separated on a 1-1 draw with Liberia, will attempt to change the narrative at home. In the meantime, the last 4 tickets will be on the spotlight this Sunday. At 1 p.m., Madagascar welcomes Eswatini after they won their away match by 2-0. The Republic of Congo have a tough challenge against their opponent of Equatorial Guinea as they separated on a goalless draw in the first meeting. In Kampala, Uganda will entertain Burundi. The Ugandans need a draw or a win to qualify for next year's CHAN. Mali, for their part, must beat Mauritania at home by at least 2-0 based on the fact that they lost the first match by 0-1. So far, Niger and Zambia are the two countries who have already qualified for the 2025 African Nations Championship to take place in Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania.
On the local football scene, match day five games of Cameroon's Premier Football League have been spread across three playing days, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. Current leaders Canon Sportif of Yaoundé will be trying to keep a firm grip on the top spot of the championship when they host Dynamo of Douala. Ben Collins, New Berriwo.
There will be a clash of two mythical clubs in Yaoundé when home side Canon Sportif hosts Dynamo Football Club of Douala. The Kwakums will be fighting to consolidate their first spot on the unofficial league table. That match will be on Monday, December 30, 2024. The following day, AS Fortuna Omfu will host Union Sportif of Douala at the next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, and Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo will take on Stade Rennais of Milan. Five other matches will be played on Sunday, December 29. Fresh from their impressive win over defending champions Victoria United in Limbe last weekend, Panthère Sportif of the day will host Young Sports Academy of Bamenda at the Bamizi Stadium in Bafoussam. At Buda, local side Bambuto's Football Club will offer hospitality to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. That same venue will host PWD of Bamenda and Victoria United of Limbe. Two matches will also take place at their next of the Rumdiaja Stadium in Garoua, Cotonspor versus Aigle Royal of the Mungu and Gazelle FA against Astro Football Club of Douala.
Ben Collins, Nyoi Beriwo. To end this news, a recap of our main points. Forestry and Wildlife Minister Jules Dorin Dongo tells his staff to work on the last Saturday and Sunday of the year to ensure a smooth continuation of key operations as 2024 nears its end. The departed chargé de mission at the presidency, Habisu Bidongpat, has been posthumously decorated with the Officer of Valor Medal. Ukraine is hoping for a prisoner swap with Russia in the new year, the lowest number of exchanges since the full-scale invasion was recorded in 2024. Cameroon and Central African Republic are tied at 1-1 at the Quakeham Stadium in Bafoussam in the return leg last round qualifiers for the CHAN. Cameroon need just a draw to go through. The Central Africans need at least a victory. Here now is the news summary in French with Marlies Natasha Mbang.
Bon après-midi, Winston. En 2025, plus que quelques jours pour entrer dans la nouvelle année. Pour l'heure, c'est la mobilisation dans les familles et la communauté religieuse. L'on s'organise à célébrer la Saint-Sylvestre le 31 décembre prochain. Les derniers jours de 2024 en cours donnent lieu à des bilans et à des projections pour la nouvelle année. Terreur sur l'axe Yaoundé, Okola. 9 conducteurs de taxi et mototaxi assassinés en 5 mois. Ces conducteurs sont victimes d'une vague d'agressions meurtrières. Il s'agit des hors-la-loi qui dépossèdent les automobilistes de leurs engins. La dernière scène macabre en date est le chauffeur de taxi retrouvé ligoté et mort dans la rivière Ya, près d'Okola, le mercredi 25 décembre. Des crimes odieux qui créent la psychose chez les riverains. Les forces de maintien de l'ordre et de la sécurité sont d'ores et déjà mobilisées pour ramener la sérénité et mettre hors d'état de nuire ces malfrats. Gestion forestière au Cameroun. Le retrait des documents relatifs aux activités d'exploitation forestière sera possible ce samedi 28 décembre jusqu'à demain dimanche 29 décembre 2024. Dans un communiqué rendu public hier, le ministre des Forêts et de la Faune, Jules Dorin Dongo, informe les opérateurs économiques de la filière bois, détenteurs des titres d'exploitation forestière valides, qu'une permanence est assurée par ses services techniques compétents par ces services techniques compétents que sont la direction des forêts et la sous-direction de l'accueil du courrier et de liaison les 28 et 29 décembre 2024 de 8h à 15h en vue de faciliter le retrait des documents relatifs aux activités d'exploitation forestière pendant la période de transition de 2024 à 2025. En sport, dernier tour éliminatoire, championnat d'Afrique des Nations 2025. Les Lions Indomptables A' affrontent en ce moment les Fauves de la RCA au stade Kwekon de Bafoussam. Le score en ce moment est de 1-0 après la victoire des Poulains de Saint-Plissot lors du match aller disputé à Abidjan. L'équipe du Cameroun a juste besoin d'un score de parité pour se qualifier. Rappelons que la CHAN 2025 va le CHAN. 2025 va se jouer dans trois pays, le Kenya, l'Ouganda et la Tanzanie. Ce sera du 1er au 18 février 2025. Football, plan local, MTN Elite 2. La compétition est rendue à sa troisième journée ce samedi. Au programme dans la poule A, ASFAB de Yaoundé reçoit Union Sportive d'Abomban. Dans la poule B, Avion Académie de Douala affronte Atlantique de Kribi. Fin de cette troisième journée, lundi prochain. MTN Elite 1, la cinquième journée démarre demain dimanche avec cinq matchs au programme, dont le match le plus attendu va donc opposer Canon Sportif de Yaoundé à Dynamo de Douala. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Restez sur la CRTV Poste National. Nos programmes se...